Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting third. The center fielder, Carl Olson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ted Lepsio. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Milt Bowling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ellis Kinder. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ellis Kinder. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting second. The third baseman, Rudy Regalado. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Wally Westlake. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hal Narragon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. And now, play ball. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall takes first base on ball four. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a fly ball into left field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pearsall moves to second. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Majeski reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland strikes out. White drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Strickland out. One out. Rudy Regalado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regalado takes first base on ball four. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby strikes out. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a pop-up towards short. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Philly. Jensen reaches second base with a double. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio strikes out. One out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jensen. The throw from Narragon and he is out, Regalado applying the tag. Two outs. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. Philly moves to second. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Philly scores. Majeski moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Hal Narragon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ellis Kinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinder strikes out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pearsall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pearsall moves to third. Carl Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 0-for-1 in the game. Olson takes first base on ball 4. Hatton moves to second. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. White hits a fly ball into left field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pearsall tags and scores. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Majeski fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-1 in the game. Strickland hits a fly ball into center field. Olson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy Regalado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regalado is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Regalado takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio misplays the ball. That's an error on Lepsio. Regalado moves to third. Doby moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Regalado scores. Doby moves to third. Wirtz moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Indians. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0-for-1 in the game. Westlake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling fields it and throws to second for the out. Doby scores. Wirtz moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Majeski hits a fly ball into left field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Jensen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Westlake. Jensen reaches second base with a double. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-1 in the game. Lepsio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jensen scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling bunts in front of the plate. Naragon fields it and throws to first for the out. Lepsio moves to second. One out. Ellis Kinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinder is 0-for-1 in the game. Kinder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lepsio moves to third. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hatton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lepsio scores. Kinder moves to third. It's Red Sox, 3, Indians, 3. Carl Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Olson hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Naragon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naragon is 0-for-1 in the game. Naragon hits a fly ball into center field. Olson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Olson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-2 in the game. Strickland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rudy Regalado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regalado is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Regalado strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-2 in the game. Goodman bunts towards first. Wirtz scoops it up and throws to first, with Majeski covering, for the out. White moves to second. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lepsio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Olson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wertz strikes out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Philly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Philly reaches second base with a double. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Westlake hits a fly ball into center field. Olsen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ellis Kinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kinder strikes out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pearsall hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Philly. Pearsall reaches second base with a double. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Narragon for a passed ball. Pearsall moves to third. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hatton takes first base on ball 4. Carl Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Olsen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Majeski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pearsall scores. Hatton moves to third. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Dave Hoskins now pitching. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. White hits a fly ball into left field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hatton tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 2 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Majeski fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Majeski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jensen. Majeski reaches second base with a double. Dave Pope pinch hits for Hal Narragon. Dave Pope is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pope hits a fly ball into left field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell pinch hits for Dave Hoskins. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Strickland bunts in front of the plate. White fields it and throws to first for the out. Majeski moves to third. Mitchell moves to second. Two outs. Rudy Regalado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regalado is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Regalado hits a fly ball into left field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Hegan now catching. Ray Narlski now pitching. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. Jensen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lepsio takes first base on ball 4. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-2 in the game. Bowling bunts towards first. Wirtz scoops it up and throws to first, with Majeski covering, for the out. Lepsio moves to second. One out. Ellis Kinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kinder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Majeski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lepsio moves to third. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-3 in the game. Doby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Wirtz moves to second. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Westlake hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wirtz moves to third. Philly moves to second. Sid Hudson now pitching. Al Rosen pinch hits for Hank Majeski. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Rosen now playing second base. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops it up and throws to first, with Narlski covering, for the out. One out. Carl Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Olsen hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He has two sacrifice flies. He's got two RBIs. White hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Glenn pinch hits for Ray Narlski. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn hits a fly ball into center field. Olsen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Strickland hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy Regalado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regalado is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks, Regalado hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Olsen. Regalado reaches second base with a double. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-4 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Hooper now pitching. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-3 in the game. Goodman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 3-for-3 in the game, with two doubles, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jensen. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Jensen steals second. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lepsio hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-2 in the game. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wirtz hits a fly ball into left field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Philly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Westlake hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.